Hacking, data, and identity theft are causing devastating problems. Globex Data is the solution for privacy and security in the digital world. Switzerland has the world's strictest privacy laws, and Globex Data's Swiss-hosted platform is outside of big tech with no data mining. Globex Data is now launching in the USA, offering email and messaging privacy and security to all Americans. Globex Data Limited, stock trading symbol SWISF. Web address, globexdatagroup.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor to Felix Leit in Moscow for CBS News and the Moscow Times to report on the wildfires of Siberia. A week past, I've been watching the development of the story in and around Yakutia, the evacuation of children, the overwhelmed firefighters, and the scale of this. We measure wildfires in the Northwest and California in acreage. That is not credible for the scale of this wildfire. When last we talked, Felix, it was summertime and the summertime of wildfires. This did seem peculiar. I noted at the time that in the northwest of the United States, we have a very vast threat and the fires in California as well, but that is seasonal. Except, is this understood in Moscow and in Yakutia as climate change, or is it just bad luck in a drought? Good evening to you.
Good evening. It's a pleasure to be here. I'd say it's a bit of both, really. Certainly there is really increasing in these last couple of years, but a really, really stark increase in the relevance of sort of climate change and of environmentalism as political issues here in Russia. You know, we now see Putin actually talking about climate change in terms that wouldn't seem sort of, unfamiliar from sort of Joe Biden or perhaps Boris Johnson at all. So it has become very much a sort of de rigueur issue in Russian politics, something that people worry about. On the other hand, I think there are what I haven't personally been in Yakutia, although I will be going to sort of the fire zones in the next week. What you hear a lot from on the ground is complaints from sort of local residents that forestry services are sort of undersupplied, under equipped, and they're not capable of sort of fighting the fires. So I think there's a little bit of both. Some people sort of believe that it's sort of doomed to happen by climate change, if you will, but others seem to think that even if that is a factor, that it's also a question of sort of incompetent or sort of inefficient forest management. So I think that certainly a bit of both.
This is the coldest region of Russia, and it borders the Arctic Ocean. So we're looking at something that's quite striking in the swings of temperature. But I mentioned temperature. There is said to be a heat wave in Yakutia, and we have talked over the weeks about a heat wave in Moscow. Has it moderated, Felix?
Yeah, Moscow has very much moderated now. Moscow is very sort of cool and sort of about 20 degrees Celsius. I don't quite know what that is in Fahrenheit. You'll have to excuse me. But very quite sort of a moderate heat right now. And much of the rest of the country is sort of cooling off. And we had sort of scattered wildfires in other parts of the country, but now it's really limited to sort of Yakutia. But then with Yakutia, it is so much bigger than the rest of Russia. You know, this one region is four times the size of Texas. It's an extraordinarily large region, and it is very, very concerning that we have sort of fires of this size there. It's a very alarming prospect, I think.
The virus of Delta has hit worldwide very hard. However, in your native United Kingdom, England, the expectation is that Freedom Day will stay intact and that there's no reason to retreat again. Here in the United States, we have a mixed picture right now, depending upon the state and the city, as to whether the Delta variant can be fended off. What is the opinion of Moscow Center, and how are the precautions in Moscow for the Delta variant?
Well, it's a good question. I think there are sort of two factors that are always constantly being sort of weighed up by the sort of Russian authorities. The first is that there is a faction that is very keen to sort of take aggressive measures to fight off Delta, and that was what was behind what we had a couple of weeks ago when restaurants were closed off to the unvaccinated. But there's also a faction that sort of is worried more about the economic hit and the sort of the public relations hit. They don't want to be seen to be sort of imposing these tough measures on the people. And I think for the moment, the second sort of camp of opinion has won out. Measures in Moscow are back to being very lax indeed. We are also told that sort of death rates and infection rates are substantially reduced on the last couple of weeks. So perhaps these sort of restrictions where, you know, unvaccinated people couldn't go into restaurants had some kind of effect. But all those regulations have now been removed again. So we are sort of very much back to sort of living in almost a pre-pandemic world here. And there's a very good chance, although by no means a certainty, that that could have a sort of an impact as we sort of move into, you know, the few coming months, because one would imagine that that would have a pandemic impact, but well, that remains to be seen.
Yes, I think of it as the revolt of the karaoke bars, as I recall. Well, they just refused the mayor of Moscow's order to only limit customers to people who could prove that they'd been vaccinated. And I was impressed that the owners, the entrepreneurs, won out. That was not the case in, for example, California. You understand, Felix, there are ironies here. Now, about the opinion of Moscow Center, of the Kremlin, is it getting good marks for managing the virus and all the other exigencies of summertime? Or are people nonplussed about this, saying they haven't done anything special? We're just going, you know, inshallah, we'll tough it out.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's an interesting question. I think certainly that there's an irony here, because Russia is obviously not a democracy, as the US obviously is. And, you know, the natural assumption would be that, okay, in a non-democratic country, you can do more sort of intrusive measures regarding coronavirus. But I think the Russian experience has been quite the opposite, that because sort of political legitimacy is a little bit more fragile, that actually the government is more worried about doing these kind of things. And so generally, we've had a situation where people have been quite unwilling to accept sort of restrictions on their liberty. And the government, as a result, has been quite unwilling to impose them. So I think generally Russians are perhaps satisfied in that they are not sitting at home anymore and haven't been for, well, since last summer. But I mean, it depends. Is that judged as a sort of a positive performance? Possibly. But on the other hand, Russia has had very high death rates. So it really remains to be seen. And it might be one for the historians to judge rather than the sort of man on the street, as it were.
Sport, which is the way our British cousins regard this generality sport. The Olympics.
Indeed.
The Russians are competing with an Olympic committee having to do with the governance of the Olympics, and it's doing very well. Is it a big topic in Moscow? Is it being paid attention to?
It is, yes. I think there's certainly like a sort of a glee being taken in the fact that sort of after Russia's sort of, I mean, it's almost too much to call it a ban, isn't it? Because they're quite clearly competing as the Russian side, even though they're not sort of formally introduced as such. I think there's certainly a sort of a pleasure being taken in the Russian strong performance. I mean, the irony, of course, is that this year, when they're presumably not doping because it's being held in Japan and not in Russia, that they're doing exceptionally well. So it's, in many ways, it's the sort of the great testimony to sort of undoping, a non-doped sport, and sort of the what you actually can achieve when you compete fairly. So hopefully that will be a lesson taken to heart by the Russian Olympic Committee in the future.
You're a lot closer to Tokyo than I am here in the East Coast of the United States, so it's a different hour of the day for television. Do you find people watching it on television? Is it popular to talk about it on the street?
Well, you know, there's a funny sort of cultural disjoint in Russia is that often the Winter Olympics get a lot more attention than the Summer Olympics, simply because it's obviously a colder country and more people do winter sport. But generally, I'd say probably attention, I think, around the world seems to be a little bit reduced this year, possibly because it's a strange Olympics, you know, without sort of spectators for the most part. And it's there's a little bit of a sense of detachment. So I wouldn't say it's as nearly as big as the European Championships for soccer were last month. I mean, that was big. That was much followed in Russia. The Olympics, perhaps not so much.
Felix Light, he is CBS News and Moscow Times. He's in Moscow. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bashir.
Data privacy. Hacking, ransomware, and data theft have become devastating problems for businesses and individuals. Globex Data has the solution. Switzerland has the world's strictest data privacy laws, and Globex Data's Swiss-hosted secure application, spelled S-E-K-U-R, uses a proprietary technology outside of big tech, which means your data remains private and secure. Globex Data just signed two telecom giants to distribute its secure communication solution to over 400 million people in 30 Latin American and Asian countries. Secure is the solution for messaging and email privacy, with no data or phone number mining. Secure users can message non-secure users in full privacy and security using chat by invites. Globex Data is now available in the U.S., bringing messaging and email privacy and security to all Americans. This Data Privacy Minute has been brought to you by Globex Data Limited. Stock trading symbol SWISF. Web address globexdata.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.